It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Games High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 The Game into the 10 o'clock hour on this Friday night. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker here in our Midtown Atlanta studios. On this Friday night, we're watching the games go on and watching the scores come in from around the area, around the region, and from around the state. Got some couple of finals from our reporters to get to you momentarily. We've got some updates on some other scores. Whitewater is a winner over Upson Lee, 31-24. The final in that one. Whitward Academy is a winner tonight. Their winner over Chamblee, 35-14. They're 2-0 in the region, region 4, 5A. And so, you know, watch what happens with them. So, like, some of these games are going final.
Yeah, we got a couple finals in the North Metro area. Pope over Lassiter, 27-3. That's the final. Sprayberry over Riverwood, 34-3 final. Kennesaw Mountain over Lithia Springs, 32-8. It's the final. And McEachern over Paulding County, 67-7. That is also a final.
Okay. All right. So we have some games at that time of night. Games are going from the fourth quarter, becoming final scores. We're going to keep up with that one. But you got the Allatoona-Dalton, 28-21. That's the fourth quarter. Scoring that one. We keep an eye, you know, on how that one finishes up. Going up to North Georgia. Banks County is a winner over Rabun County tonight, 31-9.
Banks over Rabun?
Yep. Banks 31-9, final score.
Really?
In that one, we got Northgate's win over Banneker, 22-14. Northgate's a winner in that one. Let me see another final here. We got a final score. We got Douglas Cedar Grove.
We had the Rabun backwards.
They had the Rabun? So,
yeah.
Had it backwards?
That made more sense.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. All right.
They had it backwards on a few reports, but yeah.
Okay. All right.
What about this one? This is a big game. Cherokee 43, North Paulding 28. It's in the fourth quarter. It's not final yet.
Okay.
But 15-point margin looks good for Cherokee. Sam, that'd be a big win for Cherokee High School.
Yeah.
I mean, you got North. That's a region that includes North Cobb and Walton, who we're looking at right now. North Cobb winning 28-14 last I saw over Walton. But you got to figure those are the two teams to beat in that region. And then Cherokee and North Paulding and some others in the mix for that next spot. But I'd say North Paulding was probably maybe a little bit favored in that game. But it's a big win for Cherokee if they can finish that to move into that top spot. It's a region game. They're going to have the tiebreaker over North Paulding now. So if they both end up with the same record, they get the higher seed, you know, those kind of things.
Okay.
It's a big, big win if they can pull it off.
Well, we watch and see what happens with that one. We got some finals from a couple of our reporters. Let's check in with Eric Slaughter.
Sports Radio 929 The Game's Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter coming to you from East Forsyth High, where the Titans of North Oconee have gone to 5-0 on the 2024 campaign. Joined now by head coach Tyler Arndt and my two players of the game, quarterback Harrison Faulkner and linebacker running back Maddox Bryce. First with the head coach. First off, coach, come on the road. Your first region game improved to 5-0 against a team had never seen their kind of heights. They were really expecting to give you a challenge. What was your game plan? And talk about the execution on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, first of all, hats off to Coach Cannon and his team. He's doing a heck of a job. He's got those kids playing at a high level with great effort and physicality. We knew it was going to be tough to come over here and get a win. I felt like our kids played really gritty. I felt like we played really tough. That's what we talked about all week. It was going to be tough coming over here and trying to get a win on the road in first region play with a team that's 4-0, that's got a lot of momentum right now. But I'm very proud of the way our kids came out and kept their composure. There was a lot of ups and downs throughout the ball game, but our kids handled those and continued to respond throughout the ball game.
Let's talk about your offense for a second. You established the line of scrimmage really strong tonight. You had sustained drives of 11 plays, 12 plays, 13 plays, all of them for 40, 50, and one went for 75 yards, almost all on the ground. Talk about establishing the line of scrimmage and how important it is in this type of football game.
In high school football, if you can't run the ball, you're really going to struggle to get wins. And we take pride in being able to do that. And that opens up a lot of things outside to where at the end of the game we were able to take advantage of some stuff on the perimeter. But really proud of how we played up front. We had to go back and watch the tape and really evaluate it. But I felt like our kids rose to the challenge of we needed to win the line of scrimmage tonight.
Last phase of the game that you really took control on was the turnover phase of the game. You won the turnover battle 3-1, put the other team, the Broncos, put the ball on the ground twice, and then you got a big interception late in the game as they were trying to maybe come up with a rally. Talk about winning the turnover game and how important that is.
Yeah, that's probably one of the top two factors in a ball game of deciding a win and a loss. We preach it all the time. Rally to the ball and let's get him held up and let's get the ball out. And I think they made a couple mistakes, you know, through their meshes in the backfield that gave us an opportunity, but our guys were right there to recover the football. And those were critical moments where they had long drives and we were able to get off the field with a turnover.
Lastly, before I let you go coaching, once again, congratulations on going 5-0. Talk about my two players here. Your quarterback led your offense, kept his composure, and this LB linebacker who tells me he's not being recruited. Somebody's going to pick this young man up because he's built well. He carries the ball with extreme force, delivers the blow. Talk about these two guys.
Yeah, we got a lot of great young men. Harrison has had a great season for us. Is really the leader of our football team. And we go
as
around
he goes,
him.
Yeah.
And when he's hot, we're hot. And he played really well in the second half to give us a chance to move the ball and keep them off the field. And then Maddox, you know, when he's back, he's probably one of the toughest kids I've ever seen run the football. He's so hard to get down. But then he can flip it around and be a dominant force on the defensive side of the ball and makes plays on that side of the ball. So really proud of these two guys' effort tonight and what they mean to our football team.
Coach, congratulations. Look forward to seeing you down the line. I'm going to talk to these two young men, okay?
Thanks so much, Eric.
You got it. All right, Harrison Faulkner, quarterback, number one. Talk about that play. You found your number one wide receiver in the touchdown late in the fourth quarter. That really sealed the win. Talk about that play and the whole rhythm of the game.
You know, I knew I had the RPO, and I saw those linebackers start to squeeze, and I'll take Landon one-on-one with anybody in the nation.
All right, and then lastly, that power formation. Three guys behind you. We all know who's getting the ball. Talk about that formation and how much confidence you know that pretty much any situation, fourth and short, third and short, big number eight's going to pick it up.
I know for a fact he's going to pick it up every time. We've been playing together since seventh grade, and any short yardage situation, I just hand it to him. I know we're getting in the end zone.
Makes your job easy, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, big number eight here, Maddox Bryce. All right, first off, talk about how many snaps you play. I had you like 60 snaps. How do you condition your body to play all those snaps on both sides of the ball?
Well, coach always says you practice how you play, and we definitely practice tough. All our players, we all put in work, and so that prepared us well for this game.
All right, and lastly, you had one miscue tonight. You did put the ball on the ground in the fourth quarter. Two plays later, maybe three plays later, you really made up for it. 12-yard sack as they were trying to drive to get back in this game. Talk about your mental part, how you stayed in it, knowing, hey, I got to get back on this field and make a play for my team.
Just that's all in the past, mental toughness. I mean, just got to stay tough throughout the game. Mistakes happen. Just got to play through them.
All right, young man, good luck to you the rest of the year. Got a good one coming up next week. And then,
yes,
of course, what's the goal for the season?
State championship, baby.
All right, we'll see if you can do it.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is Eric Slaughter coming to you from East Forsyth. North Oconee goes to 5-0. Congratulations to them. We'll catch you next week. Back to the studio with Sam and Greg.
Well, actually, it's Chris, and he should know that.
Yeah, he should know that.
Yeah,
that's okay, though.
See. That's all right.
Greg's never been so complimented.
I know that's right.
Well, great win for North Oconee.
North Oconee, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he kind of thought they probably would, but I think East Forsyth put some other people on notice that they're not bad, too.
Yeah.
You know, they hung in there and played them tough. And, yeah, it was a good win for North Oconee. But, you know, East Forsyth, and they can play with some of the best in the state, too.
All right. We got some people checking, ready to check in. Let's go down to the south side of town, check in with Jonathan Simmons. He saw a good one tonight with Jonesboro. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show.
Thank you, Sam. An epic game here. This is me, the Minister Jonathan Simmons, down here from Real Talk Sports. I'm here with Coach Timothy Floyd. Coach, you guys got to a 14-3 lead and then held on. What was the key for you guys in the second half?
The guys just kept fighting. They knew all week that it was going to be tough, you know, no matter what the halftime score was. It was going to be a tough game. But the guys did a great job of finishing at the end. All right, they just kept fighting. That's a well-coached team, so I'm proud of our guys.
Yeah, they were running the ball quite a bit, but it seemed like your defense was all about bend but not break. They never were able to get a big play with that potent running attack. What was the key for you guys on defense?
So we knew they were going to run the ball, and, you know, that's one of the things that we keyed in on all week. And the big guys up front, they sucked it up, and they didn't tap out and try to come out of the game, so they did a good job of fighting through. And I think, you know, the back end, they kept encouraging them all night because it was tough and physical in there.
No doubt. Well, we have a guy that played a lot of snaps here. We call him the ATH athlete, Montavis Wyman, in the building. What was the key for you, sir, trying to stop this very potent Harris County attack? What was the key for you on defense?
I mean, really to just keep going because, you know, I was on the outside, so I was really just talking to my guys on the inside and then just helping them on their keys and stuff like that. So I was basically just trying to help out.
Yeah, I saw you a couple of times on the sideline kind of moving guys around. How critical is that in a big game like this to make sure you guys are in the right position?
It's critical because, you know, one little play, the game can be over with. So I was just trying to make sure my guys are in the right spot so they can make the right play. I mean, one of our D-linemen came up and made a big play, so thanks for that.
And we got your partner over here, number four. Introduce yourself to everybody on 92.9 The Game.
Cortez Redding.
Well, Cortez, listen, a big game here, you guys. What was really the key? We saw a situation where Harris County came down, scored 14-12, then the penalty. How did you guys stop them on defense on that play?
We knew they had to pass the ball. We knew it was too long for a run, so – we told the D-line to keep doing what they was doing, stay physical with them, and we'll take care of the back end. And me and all the guys on the back end did what we supposed to do and handle the division.
And then you guys had to hang on. Harris County got the onside kick, but then you guys got the strip sack for the fumble, and I saw the jubilation. How excited were you guys to know that, hey, the game is over?
Okay. We just had to keep going. When we gave up that little squib kick, we knew the game. We knew the game was still going on, so we knew we had to keep fighting and put them away. We didn't quit. That's why I'm so proud of my guys, because most of all, we didn't quit. We stayed with each other all night, believed in each other all night. We believed in each other. The whole defense, we put together a win.
It was a thriller. Clayton County in the building, 14-12 against two reasonable opponents. Harris County is going to go home with the loss. Jonesboro now 1-0 in the region. Signing off here from Real Talk Sports, Jonathan Simmons on 92.9 The Game, the call-in show for high school football.
All right, thanks a lot, Jonathan Simmons, there, Real Talk.
The minister, he said.
Yeah, the minister had
Jonathan
his next.
That was awesome. Yeah,
good, man.
And listen, Sam, let's not understate. I know we go through these people and they call in and listen, though. That was a big win for Jonesboro.
Yeah.
Like, Harris County was undefeated, one of the better teams in the state that probably wasn't ranked. Harris County was very good. Jonesboro coming in 2-2. Harris County coming in 4-0. But 1-0 in the region for Jonesboro, 0-1 for Harris County. This is a region that includes Central Carroll, includes Griffin, and includes Stars Mill. You know, so these games are going to matter. And that's a big, big, big win for Coach Floyd and that Jonesboro team. So I'm glad we got to talk to him.
Yeah, good. We appreciate Jonathan Simmons checking in with us with that one. Big win for Coach Floyd there. Let's check in before we go to the break. Let's check in out at Harrison. I think we got a final. I think Paul Sumner's back with us now. Paul, give us a wrap-up. How did things turn out at Harrison tonight?
We ended up getting the win, 34-18, and we played a great second half.
Awesome, awesome. So Harrison gets the win. They improve in region play. I think Campbell maybe earned some respect, right? Campbell's got a solid team. They're better than they've been in years past.
Oh, 100%. I mean, they came out to play. They were making some great plays. They really explosive group of guys. I'm happy we always get the win, but they definitely showcase that, you know, they're here to play.
Yeah, moved to 4-1 on the season, 2-0 in region play, got a week off next week, and then got to play McEachern, right? What's got to happen to win that game against McEachern?
We got to play our best football. I mean, McEachern's a great team. Everybody knows that. We got to come in, we got to play our game, and we got to take care of the football. I mean, if we have the special teams play we did tonight, I'll feel great about it. We blocked every single extra point that Campbell had. Everybody was playing great. We just got to make sure we take care of that football.
Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. Paul, we appreciate you tonight. Thanks so much for keeping us up to date with everything that's happening with the Hoyas. You guys are going to celebrate this win.
Yeah, Paul. Roll Tide, baby.
I appreciate y'all. Roll Tide.
You had to get that in. You had to get that in.
My man is going to the University of Alabama for anybody that missed his first call-in, so I had to slip that in. A fellow, one of my people now.
And one of your people. All right, we got more updates and more finals after on the other side of this next segment. But up next, if you missed our school days guests earlier, we're going to run it back for you. Deion Grant played his high school ball down in Augusta before going on to Tennessee and in the National Football League. We're going to talk about the school days and the games that meant so much to him when you stay with us on this Friday night on the Scoreboard Show, the High School Scoreboard Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 The Game.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
.com.
Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Taking it back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's school days on the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam and Coach check in with the legend of Georgia high school football. Brought to you by Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is the High School Scoreboard Show and the time in the show that we always enjoy. Spending time with someone, yes, reflecting on the school days. You know, before things got so serious, just having fun playing ball, right?
Here in the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
Like, there's some guys tonight, Sam, playing that, you know, way past our time, but 20 years from now, you know, they're going to be somebody. But right now, they're playing high school ball.
Right.
You know, and
right.
And when you get to be somebody, people don't always ask you about them school days.
They really don't.
And we do.
We do.
So who we got tonight?
Man, we got a guy now, I'm telling you, who's accomplished, has been a champion at every level. And remarkable things. And, you know, because I lived and worked in Augusta for some time, just got a special place in my heart for folks from down that way. And he is from that way. And Josie High School alum, the University of Tennessee. We're not going to talk about Tennessee.
We're probably not talking about Tennessee.
You know, and then Super Bowl with the Giants. We won't talk about Friday nights in Augusta. And joining us now is Deion Grant, who last year became a member of the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame. Hall of Famer, welcome to the Scoreboard Show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Deion, thanks for joining us, man. I was doing my homework, Sam, and I looked, and you say, man, it's a Georgia High School Hall of Famer. This is the Hall of Famer, okay? I looked at Josie High School. They've had a team since 1964, okay? Not since 1964, 65 teams or so. They've had three region championships, okay? Three really good teams in 64 years. They were when Deion was a sophomore, a junior, and a senior. How about that? I'd say he's pretty good.
That's pretty good, right? Right.
what do you think of when you think of those times, Deion? What comes to mind?
Oh, man. I wish that my high school can go back to them time and start winning again. That's the main thing. But, no, a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Kept the community together. That was the main thing. You know, I think that's the only time that I can say a lot of animosity and bad things that was going on against different neighborhoods. That was the time when all the neighborhoods came together and supported one thing, and that was, you know, Georgia football and Georgia sports.
Isn't that something, Sam?
Yeah.
And it's true. That's what football can do. Yeah. At its best, that's what it can do.
I mean, fantastic down in Augusta to accomplish that, because there's so much good football around that area, but this was in the city in Richmond County. Talk about your team and especially, you know, those years that you were there, and leading up to that part, you know, when you guys were playing your youth ball, did you have an inkling that it might lead to what it led to?
I'm not going to say rake ball, because even though the neighborhood I stayed, it's crazy because the neighborhood I stayed in, we had a football team. And I played on that before I was old enough to really play on it. But I used to walk, and you familiar with it, Sam. I used to walk from Southside all the way to Sunset. Okay. Just to play on their team because they had a better coach at the time. And we ended up winning the championship and everything, won a couple of championships with that particular coach. But the kids was going to different schools. You know, some was going to Laney from his neighborhood, and some of them was going to Josie. But, you know, once I got to middle school and all the kids came together and we won on that level also, we knew that we had something special at that time. Because we stayed together and had fun together and did everything together. We knew we was going to go to the high school, the same high school that next year.
Yeah. Deion, talk to me a little bit about what you did in the game. Because I know you were a defensive back. Surely they gave you the ball too, right?
Yes, I played. I mean, early when I first got there, I played some everything on offense. I played running back, you know, throughout middle school and younger. I was a running back the whole time. But when we went and won in middle school and everything, I was playing running back, actually. When I got to high school, my first year when we won it, I was playing varsity. Then I went down and played JV also, and we won it playing JV. I was playing running back and receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So once I got my sophomore year and played strictly varsity, I was a receiver. I actually got recruited to play receiver also. I actually got a few snaps in Tennessee, but I just stuck with the DB part of it. But, yeah, I was a pretty good receiver also.
That's what I thought, you know. And so it was like a pre-Travis Hunter, you know. They didn't even give him that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, but he could have done it, right, Deion? You could have. They didn't give you that opportunity.
I couldn't deal with Travis. You know, I guess, you know, we had too many good guys at Tennessee for me even to think about that on the offensive side. I take my hat off to Travis playing 80-90% of the players on offense and 100 on defense. Yeah, that's strong.
That's what's different about him. And, you know, he was one of the guys we covered just 3 years ago in Georgia. So, Deion, is there a moment? I know you guys won a state championship in 1995, but is there a specific moment in your time there that stands out, like one game, one play? Is there one moment that really stands out to you?
Yes. Colquitt. 1 year we played Colquitt. The first year we played them, you know, we really never went on a road like that in an environment like that where, you know, you pull up in this town and there's only one school in that town. And, you know, you got, you know, the whole town shut down just for this game. Yep. And, you know, it was a culture shock and everything. You know, I'm going to a school that's 98% African-Americans or minorities, and to go to this town where it's mixed and, you know, you have all your Caucasian on one side, all your African Americans on one side, and they cheering for this one team, and it was, you know, it caught us off guard. So that and they beat us, you know, they beat us. And the next year we had an opportunity to go back down there, and we paid them back.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say that particular game, that's the one that stands out more than anything from high school.
Sam, that was 29 years ago today. Not trying to make Deion feel old, but 29 years ago today, almost September, I think it's tomorrow, September 21st, 1995, Josie beat Colquitt 35-30.
Yeah.
In Moultrie.
Yeah.
How about that? And went on to win the state championship.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. That was fantastic. You see a lot of young people now. We talk a lot about recruiting in this state. What was about your process, you know, as far as, you know, being recruited, you know, coming from Augusta? When I was living in Augusta, there had been a good deal of guys who had gone to play. You had the Chip Banks. You had your Leroy Urban. You had guys, you know, Jimmy Johnson who come from your school. Guys who had gone on to play in the National Football League had come from Augusta. Talk about, you know, your recruitment and you know, the schools that came down there to see you, and you end up at Tennessee.
Oh, that was that was the life. You know, it was still not believable because we had Jimmy, but we didn't have a lot of guys from our community. So we had a group, though. The year I graduated and the year before that, we had a lot of college coming into, you know, this little small inner city school. And by time, you know, they thought I was a senior when I was a junior. But my junior year, we had every college you could think about because we had several All-Americans on the team, from the quarterback to the receivers, other DBs. We had multiple guys signed with Alabama, Georgia Techs, the UGAs. And so it was crazy. It was crazy. Then me being the number one DB in the country at the time, I had every school and every letter sent to the school. I even showing up to the school just to see me play and practice. But it was mind boggling too, because you had to make a decision. You had to narrow it down to five schools, and a lot of schools you didn't visit. And, you know, being here, being from Georgia, Georgia and Georgia Tech was this. And Tennessee just did a great job with who they sent on the road to recruit. And they had two brothers that came in and sat down. And at the time, we were still staying, you know, in low-income housing. And they came to our neighborhood, and Coach Foreman came inside in that living room with my mom, and none of the other coaches didn't do that. None of them did that. You know, he felt comfortable walking in a very hostile neighborhood at the time and sat down and just looked my mom in the eye, and just told her that. I think what separated was he said, we need him. And most of the other schools said, we want them. And I think that just separated them from any other school that would recruit me at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Great story.
Yeah.
Great story. What advice do you have for the guys today? Guys going through, I mean, I know it's a little bit different now, obviously. But what advice do you have for them who want to be like you? They want to be in that same situation on that same couch with their mom.
Enjoy the process. That's what I have to say. I think now, because of all the stuff that's, you know, going on with paying the guys, and now you have the portal and all that other stuff, you know, it kind of hurt the kids that's coming out of high school. So if you have the opportunity to be recruited and colleges is actually coming to look at you and you have a chance to commit and sign, I tell them just make sure that you – take advantage of every opportunity. Mm-hmm. Go to all the recruiting. If you can afford it, go to all the recruiting visits you can go to. And then make that decision. Once you make that decision, be happy with it.
Yeah.
Great advice, by the way.
Yep. Fantastic. Fantastic. Folks, we're spending time talking with Deion Grant. A member of the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame. What was that experience like for you? I don't know how many states do what we do here in this state, recognize our great players from their high school time. And to be in that room and realize you had that common thread with them.
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. Being that, you know, I was just celebrating, you know, two great friends of mine going in, probably more friends, but it was definitely two of my close friends, one of my best friends, Keo and Tamworth Edwards, going in the first year. They actually came up with the high school, Georgia High School Hall of Fame. And then I was able to go in the next year with my ex, you know, teammate from college, and also my roommate as far as Jamal Lewis and some of the other guys that I played with, like a Marcus Stroud, and had great relationships with Charles Green and all these other guys. It was amazing just to see them guys and seeing that I was being honored on the same stage as them.
Yeah, it was just a lot of good players that came from Georgia. I mean, just a lot. I mean, look at all the colleges. Just really exciting. Sam and I both sit on that board. We voted for you, Deion, just so you know.
I appreciate that.
That's the closest we're going to get to it. But, but man, just I did always hear how great a player you were, and I know people in Georgia were so irritated that they let you get out of Georgia because of how good a player you were. And that's how I knew. That's who I knew who this was, Sam, when I was coaching. Yeah. It was a recruiting story. You know, like you couldn't let Jamal Lewis, you couldn't let Deion Grant, you couldn't let these people get out of Georgia, You know? And that if Georgia was going to be how it is right now,
right,
that was the thought. So just really, really enjoy following your career, Dion, and excited we're getting a chance to talk to you about your school days. Nobody asks you about Josie probably ever, do they?
No, no, no. If they do, they ask us about the band. A real good band. But you know what? It's so funny that you brought that up about Jamal getting out of Georgia and Deion getting out of Georgia. If Georgia would have recruited, and I hate to bring this up, we're in Georgia, but if Georgia would have recruited Jamal, it's a strong possibility that. Because I was committed to Georgia. It was between, because I majored in engineer, so it was between Georgia and Georgia Tech. I was going to going down to Georgia every other week because Jonas was there, and Jonas was a great friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And, and I had a great relationship with some of the guys that was on the team. But me and Jamal knew each other from high school, was on All-American teams together, Georgia-Florida games together. And we actually went to the recruiting visit to Tennessee together, and Jamal actually got in my ear because Georgia wasn't recruiting him, and they was recruiting Jasper Saints a lot more, and he was just totally against, and he kind of persuaded me also with,
That's how recruiting works, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it works, yeah.
Yes, and we couldn't stand Florida at the time. We couldn't stand Florida. We was rivals in high school against them, and we knew Tennessee and Florida rival was big, and we felt like Peyton could not beat Florida, so we could actually be the team to go up there and change that. So he put all that in my ear, us going back and forth talking, and that's one of the at least 50% to 60% reason why I signed with Tennessee.
And that was the story I kind of knew, which was that they didn't recruit these right guys and then at least the other guys. And, you know, but what a great story. And the Florida-Tennessee game used to be so amazing.
Is that ever going to be a thing again?
He hopes not. He hopes it stays like it is. Yeah. Like it's going to be.
Right.
It's like it's going
to
be.
No, because that had to be magical to step on the field for that game. It had to be magical. And you want the guys who are there now to experience that, and it's just not there. And I don't know if we're going to see that come back.
I think they have a Tennessee-Alabama now. Can't really say a Tennessee-Georgia because Georgia been owning them. Well, I guess Florida used to own them for a minute before, you know, we got there. I can't remember how many times Florida beat them before we got there. But I think it'll have to be the day moments now is the Tennessee-Alabama. And hopefully they can pull some off on UGA. Because, you know, Tennessee still recruit heavy in Georgia, so it's a lot on playing against their hometown team, college. But I don't know. I don't see it unless Florida just turn some things around and get back to where they used to be. But some kind of way, Florida still find a chance to beat Tennessee. Regardless of how good they are.
They're going to struggle this year, Dion. I'll make bold prediction. They're going to struggle this year with it. I've watched both teams play.
I hope so.
They're going to struggle this year.
I hope so.
Hey, before we let you go, I got a shout out here on Twitter. Coach Bailey. Coach Bailey's up here at Newton now. He says, hey, you know, Dion is Josie family. And he says, what's up?
You tell him I said, what's up, Coach B, state champion.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Get state champion.
Well, I had a chance to spend some time together with him down in Macon not too long ago. We ended up on the honors court for the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting in this room with him and Brian Jordan, and I'm like, you know, Lucius Sam. Like,
all these guys can play DB except you.
I'm like, what am I doing in this room?
We had a full defensive backfield in Sam.
And me, right? You know? But it was great to be down there and spend some time and talk with him and you know, talk about Augusta times and some of the great times down there. You know, we appreciate you spending some time with us here tonight and sharing some great memories of your school days, man. Great times down in Augusta, down in Richmond County, some fantastic Friday nights. And, hey, man, we appreciate you spending some time with us here tonight.
Anytime y'all want me back on, just let me know. But I really appreciate this. It was good reminiscing and thinking about them good old days.
Before I let you go, you got your foundation, man. Tell us how people can reach out to your foundation.
Well, right now we're revamping it, but they can always reach out to me through social media, Grant Foundation _1 right now. But, yes, called Grant Foundation. Grant acronym for Greatness Requires All Necessary Tools. And it's, you know, catered to underprivileged kids. Fantastic. And we do everything from scholarships to mentorships to Christmas giveaways, holiday giveaways, and everything. So we do it all around the spectrum.
Fantastic, fantastic. Great things, man. Thanks so much for the time again, all right?
Oh, yeah. Thank y'all. And speaking of foundation, be on the lookout for ABA Bulldogs, my 12U team that I'm a part of, because they'll be the next generation in a few years going into that high school level. We got some guys that I know for a fact going to be some All-Americans on that team. So let's the go. 12U ABA Bulldogs. Right now, they're number one in the state. And they're number 4 or 5 in the country.
Yep. All right, now. There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. Fantastic. Great work. Great work. Great work, man. Well, we appreciate you so much, and thanks for spending some time with us here on the Scoreboard Show.
All right. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
Now,
back to more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker, 9 floors up in our Midtown Atlanta studios on this Friday night. So glad you're with us. And a lot of games have gone final. Hope you enjoyed our replay of our school days guest, Deion Grant, and just reminiscing and spending some time with him. Great time catching up with him.
Let me just say again that, yeah, Josie had 3 good football teams in 65 years. Deion Grant, sophomore, junior, and senior season. I mean, if there's not a resume for the Hall of Fame, that's it.
That's it.
I mean, you have dominated yours. They won the state championship. I don't mean they had a decent team.
Yeah.
They won the state championship and competed for it the other 2 years. 3-year period, that's it. No other teams ever competed for the state championship. So, Deion Grant, a great, great Georgia high school football player.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great to have him spend some time with us here on this Friday night. All right, because I update some scores, we're going to have us. We got several final reports to get through, but let's start off. First of all, we're keeping up with the Dragons.
The Dragons?
Yeah.
How they doing?
The Pickens, you know, Ellie, give us an update on what happened with the Dragons today.
All right, final score. Pickens wins 35-23 against Dawson.
Final score.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Who was doing some good things? You know, people that got scores or people did good things in the game?
Hayden Jones, Sawyer Purdy, Landon Poole, I'm sure McCord Purdy. They all three did a good job.
You know what all those people got in common, Sam? They're back next year.
Oh, all
young
back.
Young guys.
Okay.
Young guys winning the game. Big win for the Dragons. You know, that's what we say. It's Ellie Parker for 92.9 The Game or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, catch yeah. This is Ellie Parker from 92.9 The Game.
Fantastic.
High school scoreboard show. Back Fantastic. To Sam and Chris. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Back to Sam and Chris.
Yeah. Ellie, she's been delightful. She's been delightful to have you.
Ellie's been our cub.
Yes.
In-house cub.
In-house cub tonight. And it's been delightful to have her with us. So glad. You know, she's back from her engagement in sunny South
Florida.
Disney World.
Yeah. She had a better time in Disney World than these Florida teams have tonight. So Coffee's beating Daytona Mainland 10-7 final. That's a great team. That Mainland team in Florida is big time. Coffee with the win. Lee County over Wakiva, Florida, 62-17. So some of these Florida teams went down. They did not have the week Ellie had in Florida.
Yeah, Colquitt County beat Rickards, another Florida team, 44-13. So, the teams from South and South Georgia defending the state's honor tonight on the gridiron.
And then Carrollton's kind of establishing that in the other side, other border war. Carrollton now 45-26 over Parker from Birmingham.
Over in Birmingham, under 4 minutes to play in that one. And we just went final here with Creekside and Mays. Creekside 31-0 over Mays, and the game was it was delayed for a time with an injury, but Creekside comes through with the victory.
And kind of got away at the end, too. It was a little bit closer than that score looks. It was 10-0 not that long ago, and it kind of got away at the end. But, yeah, a big win for Creekside over their rival Mays. Mays giving them some problems the last few years.
They really have.
And it didn't tonight. So
not tonight.
Congratulations.
All right, let's check some finals from our reporters. Garrett Chapman wraps things up at Roswell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the High School Scoreboard Show. I'm here with the winning coach, Chris Pruitt, 42-10 winners, the Roswell Hornets. Coach, you kept a wing tee off. It's a very difficult front out of the end zone all day. What'd you like from your defense today?
Well, you know, to be honest, we've had some struggles stopping the run the past couple weeks. Obviously, different styles. I think, first off, like, I think our scout team and our second group and third group, whoever prepared us this week, and our coaching staff did an outstanding job. And that's really, like, a testament to how we did just then. You know, being able to simulate that is not easy in today's high school football. So, yeah, being able to simulate it, I thought we had a good look at it, but you really never know until you get out here.
Yeah.
You know, thought our kids executed really well, played really hard. They had some things that we had to tinker a little bit, and we knew that we were going to come in and we're going to have to make some adjustments. And, yeah, our kids really came in, executed the game plan that we had. I thought they played really well.
Yeah. Step one is a success here in region play. What do you want to see moving forward in region play?
Hey, you know, the mantra we've had all year is we got to get better each week. So, yeah, it's a good win. 1-0 in the region, but it's really that. That's it. You know, it's 1-0. So being able to continue to grow each week, you know, we weren't perfect in everything. So being able to improve and get better each week is going to be something that we're going to be big on. And, you know, we're banged up right now. We played five really, really good teams in a row, five very physical games. And, you know, we're going to take this next week to rest, get healthy, and then really focus in on the rest of our region. You know, we got five games left. You know, I'm about to tell them inside, you know, it's five games to decide where we play in the postseason, you know. So I like our chances. We just got to continue to get better and execute every single week, and we'll be in a good spot.
All right, Coach, rest up in the bye week. Congratulations on the win, 42-10. Roswell Hornets on top of the Seckinger Jaguars. Coach, thanks so much.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Gary Chapman there talking with Coach Pruitt, and Roswell getting the win.
Yeah, big win for Roswell. Seckinger not quite there at that level yet, but that level's pretty high. So remember, Roswell, Gainesville, Milton, mm-hmm. all in one region.
Wow.
Only one of them will be the region champ. One of them will be traveling
right.
in the first round of the playoffs. So that's the region you're in. If you're Seckinger, you want to know, can we get into that group? Well, not today,
yeah.
but their day will come.
Yeah. Absolutely. We watch. Keep watching for them. Simone Stanley in DeKalb County. Let's check in with Simone.
Lakeside pulls off a 34-31 win over Dunwoody. I am Simone Stanley, joined by the winning head coach for the Vikings, Coach Starr. And Coach, Dunwoody gave you a scare there at the end. They scored 14 unanswered points with 8 minutes to go to get this game within three. How do you feel about the way your team was able to close this one out?
Yeah, we have confidence in Kyle, our quarterback, and he made a mistake on that one play trying to make too much happen and turn the ball over, give him that first score. But I just told him just keep playing, and the guys kept playing. They believed in each other, and our defense is pretty strong, so they believed in him too.
What was the message to the offense when they went on the field the final time knowing they could not get the ball back in Dunwoody's hands?
They were just trying to be confident, make sure we did everything we were supposed to do, make sure we no penalties, nothing crazy, make sure we got the center quarterback exchange, the basics.
And you talk about your quarterback, Kyle. He had multiple passing touchdowns. He had a rushing touchdown. Just talk about the kind of game that he had for the team today.
That's how he plays. He's a warrior. He plays through any type of adversity he's facing him. He's a tough kid. He gets up after injury. He just always plays that way. So he's pretty consistent. And I knew we have to put our offensive game plan going through him, and we have a chance to win the game.
I see you eyeing the celebration. I'm going to let you go over there. Just one last question. What do you want to see the team continue next week?
Just try to keep improving. We still made a lot of mistakes. Like I said, he talking about the last turnover and giving up 14 points unanswered. Our secondary's got a lot to work on, so it's still a lot to improve on.
Appreciate it. Congrats.
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot to Simone over there and talking with Coach Morris Starr, getting the win tonight. And, you know, hey, the team really has worked to get that program turned around and get them in postseason. Been a while since Lakeside has had a playoff game, but you know, that's an important win tonight over Dunwoody.
Very much so, Sam. Lakeside was a team that was playing non-region a year or two ago, and they'd have a decent record, but, you know, they're playing non-region. And you've talked about teams playing a non-region schedule before and how they'll kind of use that to get going. Well, 2 years ago, Morris Starr's team was 8-2, but played all non-region. Well, they're in a region now, okay? They're in a region. Guess what their region record is?
What's that?
2-0. And they got some other wins coming up in this region. So this is that was a win tonight that, you know, they beat Arabia Mountain 51-50 last week.
And yeah.
Those two wins are probably going to push them into tiebreaker winning situations to get in the playoffs. And, I mean, it, you know, that's just a That's just a great story, Sam. I mean, it's been a long time since – look, I guess it's been since 2015 since they even had a playoff game, almost 10 years.
They still got some work to do in this region. You got Decatur that's really great in this region. Tri-Cities has gotten off to a good start this year. And, of course, they got Woodward Academy down there at the end. So there's still a lot to be done, a lot of football to be played, but they are off.
But that was a big win.
Yeah.
Because it gives them the tiebreaker over Arabia Mountain last week and now over Dunwoody. So if they can keep winning the games, they can win. Even if they lose a few in there, they're going to have the first playoff team in 10 years, and that's saying something.
That's really saying something. All right, come back. We got one more wrap-up from Day-Day Lewis. We're going to get more scores into 11 o'clock hour and talk with some of these victorious coaches. Maybe catch up one or two on the bus riding back. You stay with us if we get for the 11 o'clock hour on this Friday night. It's the Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.